All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Friday. Yeah, F yeah, it's a Friday on The Usual Suspects. Welcome on in. We are at Twin Peaks right here off the feeder road, right between, well, right up Kirby and 59. You should be here, too. Phenomenal day outside. Fantastic atmosphere inside. Day two of the tournament. All kinds of TV screens. Great food, great drink. Scenic views. Barry's here for the Barathon. It's going to be the Barathon of Barry today. It's 3 hours with me. 3 hours with Fred,
and 6 hours.
Nick is going to be dead because he has to do it all too.
If you hate Barry,
good.
This is the wrong day to listen. I'm here from 1 until 7, so if you don't like me, boy, I have bad news for you.
Yeah, Matt Thomas is your option.
Oh,
like I said, I got bad news for you too. I'm just telling you.
Who is on while we're on right now?
Matt
Who's
Thomas.
On? And who's on 610? Matt Thomas is on 790. Oh. Who's on 610?
I don't know. I think it's the locker room or whatever.
Down the loop?
No, it's like. What
through
is
the
it?
Loop?
I don't know.
Is it the locker room?
I think Rich Lord rolling on 20s. Oh, that's later.
Is that later?
Yeah, him and Pendergast are like.
I just want to know who we're up against. Who is our competition?
I think it's Landry Locker.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. I always thought Landry Locker was like Luke's Locker. You ever heard of Luke's Locker?
Yeah.
It's a tennis shoe store.
It's like a running shoe
store. I thought Landry's Locker was like the knockoff of that. Like, that's where you go and get, like, zips and kangaroos at Landry's Locker. Then you would get real running shoes at Luke's Locker. I don't know. Honest to God, I had no idea it was a dude. It was a guy. No idea.
Yeah, I think he's tight with – I want to say he's tight with Cody.
Landry is?
Yeah.
Okay.
From Cody's time.
Well,
over
that means
there,
absolutely
so.
Nothing.
Yeah, but I'm like, I was with you. I thought it was like a guy's like screen name when he was on Twitter.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I found out he was on. But then I found out like he gets kind of saucy on Twitter and.
Does he get? What do you mean? He gets drunk.
Pot shots at folks and things.
Oh,
like
is he taking a shot at us?
I don't think he's taking a shot at us.
Oh, well, that's how you know you made it, when people take shots at you.
True.
Oh well.
There's always time.
Yeah.
There's always the first
It'll
time,
happen.
And there's always time. So
It'll
I mean,
happen.
You never know. All right, so how's your bracket?
I don't even – you know I don't care, so I haven't even looked. I think I might be in ninth place.
Bad boy.
I think I did glance at it. I'm in ninth. All I know is I'm beating you, and that's all that matters.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, you
well,
can suck
the
it.
The tournament is early.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you're always course, one to blow it all quickly in the early going and not make it last.
You literally accurately described my sex life.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. There you go.
But I went all favorites all the way through, so there weren't that many upsets yesterday. So I'm confident so far in my bracket.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you the one game to watch for and the one guy to keep an eye on?
Oregon.
No, John Morant yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
The kid is he's impressed me because I thought he was too small. I knew he could jump. I knew he had some ability, and he played at a smaller school. But a triple-double, and as Steve Wojnarowski said, the coach of Marquette, he played at Duke. He said between his playing time and coaching, he has never seen a better college point guard or gone up against one in all of his experience.
That's stout.
You go 15 or more assists and rebounds.
Yeah.
You're doing something.
I like the way he handled the post-game interview, too. He was very classy. He was like, look, I don't get a triple-double without my teammates. So
right.
A lot of them get credit for the fact that they made the shots. My teammates played well, and I was the beneficiary of it. So that was good that he acknowledged it. And, you know, he was able to deflect it in a way that didn't look fake, but was – it seemed genuine and like he was a good teammate. So good for him, man.
And people don't know this. A lot of people don't realize this, but he played AAU ball with Zion.
Oh, did he?
So,
okay.
Yeah. So he and Zion have a past history. I believe they're friends. But a lot of people after that game last night are saying he has elevated all the way to the number two pick in the NBA draft. With some people saying,
Billis said three.
Would you pass on Zion for Ja Morant? I would not do that. I would not go that far.
Jay Billis has him still at third.
Is that right?
Yeah. But I tell you what, that two-handed yam he got.
I told you, he can.
Oh, my God.
He can climb, that kid.
I didn't expect. I mean, you see Zion and his athleticism and the dunks that he gets, and you're like, okay, yeah, that dude's athletic. He's a big guy. But it looks like he takes an extra step, or like it's a boost in midair as he's elevating. It was nasty.
When they say that when you cock that thing behind your head before you throw a tomahawk down, he has time to put it behind his ear and then go back another level. He's got all – now, I do worry about
jump
the fact that
he,
and he looks a little frail. Because a lot of people this morning were comparing him to Westbrook. I'm like, easy now, folks. If you want to compare them, let's just do the tail of the tape. Because from the strength and the size and the weight factor, he's got some work to do.
Yeah.
But, boy, he can play.
Yeah, no doubt he can shoot a little, but I thought his jump shot looked kind of ugly. That doesn't mean much, but then again, kind of it does, because you look at Lonzo Ball, and he's got an ugly jumper, and you see where that got him. So, it was a fun day yesterday if you're a college basketball fan.
Well, I just think even if you're just a part-time college basketball fan, or you're a fan of just sports in general.
If you're bandwagon fan?
Even if you're a bandwagon.
That would
too.
Be me.
The fact that you can go this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and next week.
Yeah.
It's just great because, like, look at today and look at yesterday at the Twin Peaks on 290, and today we're at off Kirby. You look at a full restaurant where everybody has got – they're peeping the TVs, they're relaxed, they're having fun, they're talking other sports during commercials. And that's why, as a sports fan, you love these kind of days. It's just fantastic to be a sports fan.
It really is. Who we got right now? Tech and Northern Kentucky.
Started against Northern Kentucky.
22-15 right now in the first.
Yeah, there were some decent games
going. We got some college wrestling on. I don't know why that's.
Whoever requested that, we'd like to see more than ID. We're
going
to have to do some.
What kind of idiot wants college wrestling on right now?
We might have to do some drug testing on that.
That was weird. This is going to be a fun day. It's going to be a long day, but a fun day.
Yeah, Cincinnati and Iowa in a 2-point game with 3:44 to go. Iowa leads by 2. Now they lead by 4. That was a back-and-forth game where, obviously, if you're a Cougar fan, you know what Cincinnati brings to the table. That's a team that a lot of people had their eye on as possibly a team that could do some things. But they had a big lead early against Iowa. Now it's evened out, and Iowa's up 4, so that's a good game. But we'll keep you posted on these games as we go forward, too, because there's a lot of games going on. A big one coming up this afternoon between the Oregon Ducks and the Wisconsin Badgers that a lot of people will keep an eye on. Or
is that a big one?
Yeah.
I think
the Badgers are done.
Okay.
I think they're one and done, and Oregon's the hot team. And if you, that's one where I'll catch up a game on you because – I think that the 12 seed's going to beat the 5. Every year, they said at least 1-12 beats at least 1-5.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that might be one of them.
Okay.
So, yeah. So what else is going on?
At some point during the day, we have to do the Florida Man Challenge.
Yeah, what is that?
So you Google Florida Man, and then you put in your birthday. So, like, what is your birthday? You don't have to give me the year.
June 19th.
June 19?
June 19th.
Look at the look he just gave Tyler.
Because Tyler, which is the man whose personality is somewhere on the back of a milk carton, suddenly when he thinks he's got a funny one,
okay.
Just has to.
I didn't say anything.
No,
Barry,
but you did the little. You did the prepubescent teen chuckle. You went when he said it. So you know what?
Kids, don't fight. I will turn around this car right now and take y'all home.
Yeah, I'm not trying to steal your thunder. But since Nick's back at the studio, we need
yes,
a little conflict in segment number
now,
one.
We just had it.
Yeah.
But the Florida Man Challenge is you take the words Florida Man and you put in your birthday, you put it all in the Google's machine, and then you read the headline because there's more than likely a crazy headline from it. So if I Google Florida Man June 19, the headline is Florida Man 72 tries to mow down a neighbor with tractor during dispute.
That's
your Florida Man headline. This is sweeping the country right now. People are out there Googling and doing, you know, the Florida Man Challenge.
Does it say that the tractor that I used was found in your backyard after we got it unstuck?
It does not say that.
Okay.
It does not say that at all.
What did your headline come up as?
Well, I didn't really – nothing popped up right away.
Okay.
But, I don't know. I'm going to have to search it. Florida man arrested for killing his parents and brothers. That's not good.
No.
That one's not nearly as funny. But we'll get some good ones. I'm going to read some throughout the day.
Put in Tyler's. What would it say? Angry lumberjack kills redheaded stepchild in the backyard? I mean.
No, it didn't say that. I'm racing a car. Tyler can't kill me.
Trey, by the way, doing that. He got his dates wrong and everything, but he ended up doing his little race car thing and was very proud of it. Pictures
yeah,
all over the place. They found him a fire-retardant suit with all the logos on it.
Hey. Don't say the R word.
Retardant, Barry. It means that it's not going to catch on fire. I didn't say retarded. Jeez.
You don't think I didn't know that?
I know.
Joel?
Well, that's part of the bit, Barry.
I'm God.
Not, what, are you a listener now?
Ugh. Ugh.
Don't buy the bit. Just
Nick, are you paying attention?
I am paying attention.
What is your birthday?
May 10th.
Okay. Oh, a May baby. There you go. See?
You
Those
too,
are the good
right?
ones. Yeah, mine's May 29, but nothing popped up for mine. Oh, Nick, yours is a good one.
Let's have it.
Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel.
In the nuts.
No. See, why did you...
Well, why wouldn't a squirrel get his nuts?
See, why... Joel.
What?
I'm going to find the best ones, but yeah, these... fun little challenge.
What are the chances the text line sends you nothing but birthdays?
Probably.
Yeah, that's coming. That's going to be part of the show.
No doubt.
If you do want to be a part of the show, probably not going to take calls today because of the fact that we're on remote. So we're going to take text messages as well as anything on Twitter. If you do want to text the show, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line, and we will be checking the text messages throughout. And then also if you want to reach us via Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and, of course, at the producer, Nick, you can reach all of us. We'll be checking tweets as well throughout the show. So we are, if you want to stop by and see, Clarence is already here. That's what kind of a great suspect Clarence is.
Dedicated.
Clarence is here. He has done roll call. He is dining right now, and then he's going to slide back over and say hello. Others are checking in as well. I've heard that Pink Valkyrie is in the neighborhood.
ATX Hobo Girl in the house.
Yeah, so we got the suspects showing up in droves. We love that. You could be a part of it, too. We are at 290 location at Twin Peaks. Anna has done a fantastic job waitressing as well as others. They'd be happy to have you as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun and games as we go on. And, again, it's a barathon because Barry is here, and then he will be there with Fred doing the blitz. So lots of shenanigans. And I listened to you on the way home last night.
You listened to me on the way home.
Because you had to fill in for Lance, who obviously has a whole lot of scheduling issues in his in his day.
Lance needs a personal assistant. He missed the boat big time.
Yeah, several times. Not just once, several times. Let me just notate that. All right, we're just getting started. It's the usual suspects on an F Yeah Friday. Oh, no, Barry, by the way, it's an F Yeah Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's tell everybody about the comedian of the week.
I almost forgot. It's Stormy Daniels. Now, there's an asterisk on this.
Oh, an asterisk?
Oh, my God, I hate you. Oh. So we know Stormy Daniels made her comedy debut this week, Wednesday, May 20th, at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase.
Oh, it already passed.
Yes, it happened Wednesday.
Okay.
Now, I don't have clips from her comedy, but we are going to have clips from her previous work. So just stick around for that.
Anybody know how she did on Wednesday night?
I heard she was very nervous, but that it went well.
Okay, good.
So, yeah.
Always good for a second chance, second career in life.
Yes.
So we'll see how Stormy does with that. If not, she could always be a weather reporter. She's got the name for it. We're going to continue to roll on. So we're just getting started. If you want to join us, we look forward to either seeing you or talking to you on the social media aspects of the world. It's the usual suspects at ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You know, Vicky, I don't think I've ever seen such beautiful spreadsheets.
Is that what we're calling it now? Are you sure we should be doing this here?
Of course. I'm the boss. I can do whatever I want. Unless, of course, you don't like me anymore.
Oh, well, no. I did not say that.
There it is. Clip number one.
Ugh.
I said clip number one
that
of our
so
comedian
good.
Of the week, Stormy Daniels, who kicked off her comedic career in Houston on Wednesday. Early reviews.
Hey, I heard everything went well. I heard she was a bit nervous, but everything went well. So, unfortunately, we don't have any comedy clips to play, but we can get some of her reel from her previous job.
Right.
So,
that was a reel from one of her reels of
yes
film to choose from.
Nick, how much time did you have to spend on this project?
It could have been just 20 minutes, but I was so afraid of someone walking in studio, so it took about an hour.
I made him do this at work. Well, and part of the, if you would have just kept your pants up, I don't think you would have had to close
the
door.
My pants was up the entire time, sir.
I don't know about that.
This is one of those times where Nick was grateful every clip he looked at was a YouTube clip instead of just looking for audio.
I'll say this. He was on the porn sites getting it. Like, it was not him getting it, like getting the audio and the it was interesting when I walked in the studio because people were like, Barry, why are you having Nick look at porn at the office? I was like, we're trying to get a reel together for the show. Stop acting like a child. This is an adult thing we're doing here.
Nick, this is huge. This is like a get out of jail free card for you going forward, because now even if you were not with Barry doing this, you could say you were researching a future possible comedian of the week or audio clips that Barry might have told you to get.
I'm not going to lie. I love my job.
See?
Yeah, I will say I did my podcast earlier and did the recording for it and then walked into the studio to see what he was seeing. And that was weird to do that at work. I'm not going to lie. That was weird.
With your pants on.
Yes, Joe, yeah, my pants were on.
That's why it was weird, because your pants were on when you were
That's
looking
true.
At the video.
That's true.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have been, you'd been in your comfort zone.
That's very true. So. Now, a couple of people have sent us their headlines from the Florida Man Challenge.
Kind of knew that was coming.
Yep, Christopher Smith sent us a couple. Florida Man attacked by crazy squirrel gone nuts. Florida Man followed. I don't know why he sent that. That's the one we already did, Christopher. I'm going to need you to step up
again.
That
was Nick's, right?
Yeah. Florida Man arrested after hitting girlfriend in face with burrito. That was Chris Householder's. And that sounds like a Saturday at my house. I'm not going to lie. Not a hard, like a playful hit. Not an attacking one. Tracy Cowley sent us. Hi. Okay. Tracy Cowley sent us hers. Man dies after being struck by lightning while carrying a weed whacker, which also sounds like a Saturday night at my house.
That for sure does. You want to talk about lawn talk? There's your headline.
Yeah, that lady was just staring at us.
I saw that. It was very awkward.
Longingly, I believe.
I'll let you handle
that. Yeah, that was longingly, which is why I said that.
When you said the burrito thing, did you hear, by the way, and just in passing I saw it, but last night at the Kings game, the L.A. Kings game, Will Ferrell, as Ron Burgundy, decided to call the hockey game for a while on TV. They had the kiss cam.
Okay.
And he's bringing up, you brought up the burrito. He said, I'll kiss my burrito right now if they put me on the kiss cam. And, of course, he found his way to the screen. He makes out with sweet music to the burrito. And
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Made out with a burrito,
He had a heyday last night. It was funny.
Also.
That was good stuff.
Buddy said, here's one. So January 17th, if that was your birthday, Florida man accused of luring kids to tell cops he can't recall as he drinks 18 to 20 beers before talking to children. So,
okay,
there's that.
Because this has been for a long time now on all the shows. Lance and John, everybody said when they're looking for news of the weird, when
Florida.
They're looking for crazy, it's almost always Florida.
It's almost like, it's a no-brainer of a formula for radio.
Yep.
If you're looking for content that's entertaining, look in the Florida headlines.
You could go to Granado's News of the Weird. You could go to Huffington Post Weird News or other sites.
That's right.
Or you could just go to Headlines in Florida.
Yes. Speaking of headlines and news.
Yes.
Tyler, turn your mic on. I want to get into this for a second here. there was a incident on Twitter a couple of days ago.
Yesterday.
It was 2 days ago, right?
It was yesterday, wasn't it?
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah,
was it yesterday morning?
Let me look.
I thought it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, 3:20. Okay. No, it was 2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago. Yeah. Thank you.
It was on Wednesday.
Whatever.
So, 2 days ago on Twitter, a person from Astros Twitter, a fan, an Astros Twitter head.
Kind of popular. She has.
Is she popular?
She has almost 3,000 followers.
Is that popular?
That's kind of popular.
Good. Okay, what's her Twitter handle? What's her Twitter
at
handle?
Hey Randy with two Y's.
At Hey Randy with two Y's and an I. I always thought Randy with an I was a guy thing.
No, Randy with an I is a girl.
Is that the
name.
Chick one?
I think that's the girl name.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay.
This is a girl, so.
Well, okay. So Hey Randy with two Y's and an I tweets out the following tweet.
So she tweets out, just a reminder, dash, Alex Bregman, 25 years old, World Series champion. Glove in Hall of Fame, All-Star Game MVP, played in Home Run Derby, 30 home runs, 50 doubles, 100 RBI season, just signed a $100 million contract, made his MLB debut in 2016.
So she tweets out the resume for Alex Bregman after he signs his deal.
In
list form, and everyone's like, oh, that's a great tweet. And it got a couple thousand likes, about 380 retweets, so it was a popular tweet. Now, you guys know, Joel, you know this more than anybody, that I am very anti-theft when it comes to ideas.
Yes.
I like originality. I want people to come up with their own ideas. But, Tyler, you happened upon a local news anchor or news reporter. Anchors the desk, reporters in the field. Is she a reporter?
I don't know actually what she does. I got to figure it out. But her name is B-R-H-E Berry.
Bree Berry,
bruh,
I guess.
Bruh. Okay.
Bruh. What's up,
bruh?
Okay,
what's
so
up, bruh?
So she makes the same tweet, but like, adds little green check marks. So she basically copied and pasted Randy's tweet.
She has since deleted that tweet.
Oh, so sneaky ass Bree.
I know there's screenshots out there.
Yeah.
So
stealing ass Bree.
But she took off the just a reminder part. She changed two things, like she mix-matched the order.
Right.
And then she just put the green check mark
but she kept,
emoji.
She kept all of the
she
data
kept
the same
thing. Yeah, all
so
the data
the
same.
So she stole the tweet.
And I didn't even – I'm not following either – I'm following, I think, Nuno.
Okay, who
retweeted Hey Randy's tweet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm following Bree Berry.
Okay.
So I saw both of them, and I was
That's how you found it. Okay.
This looks a little
So
suspicious.
You pointed it out.
But, okay, so Randy's was at 7 a.m.?
Yes.
Bree tweeted hers out at 11 a.m.
Okay. So
we have
a trail.
Yeah.
Now, you snitched.
I didn't.
You called it out.
I made a joke about it.
Which, in this case, is fine.
Yeah.
Because it is good. Yeah,
snitching
you policed
it. Snitching on thieves, I will allow.
And I made a joke about it. I was like, whenever someone asks to copy your homework and you say, just change it a little bit. So it's not that
awesome.
Noticeable.
That's good.
So then I copied Bree's tweet, put it on Randy's timeline. Randy responded, wow, what a B word.
What
and
a bitch.
Then,
you can say bitch. It's okay.
I'm literally that's
oh,
what she
said. Oh, she said
on Twitter.
B word?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
We're
all adults.
Making
here.
A joke, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like, all of Randy's followers came out of the woodwork and just trashed.
Do you think we could get
trash
them to, like,
that girl on Twitter?
You think we could get them to wrestle?
Maybe.
That would be.
Set that up for your podcast.
Where is Bree from?
Yes.
I do not know.
Now, she's with Channel 13.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yeah.
That's what
she's
I mean.
ABC
she's with Channel
13.
Because
yeah.
Channel 13 had a bad day. Because I thought you were referring to the other one we were talking about, which is yesterday morning, Catherine Whaley, their traffic reporter.
I saw
she
that.
She decided to go out and give all the details of what was going on with Deer Park and the lockdown in place and all the other things that was going on. However,
when you're
giving personal information like that, that people pertinent information about the news that people really care about, she gave all the information, and then she put a selfie of herself smiling.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
That I saw that
she
too, and that was
got
okay.
Outrageous.
Let's go back to this real quick. So, I just pulled up Bree's Twitter. First of all, she's hot. Let's be real. That picture, you know what she looks like? She looks like Alyssa Milano.
Oh, stop!
Wow, she kind of does. No.
She looks
right.
like Alyssa Milano.
She looks like one of those older time pinup girls.
That's
no,
valid.
Everybody go to Bree Berry's account, BREHEABC13, and look. Tell me that doesn't look like Alyssa Milano.
Where do you get that spelling from?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I have my own
thoughts. Those are parents trying to be different, or you once had a different profession.
So she's deleted the tweet. Did you get to see the scuffle between them? Did you, like,
oh, dude, tag? On her Twitter, underneath that, a lot of people copied my joke. And
so they stole your joke about stealing jokes.
It was like stealing Inception.
Oh my God.
On Twitter all day.
What a mess.
And then if you follow anybody else on Astros Twitter, there are a lot of people who are making dumb lists.
Yes.
Or keeping the same Bregman list and just putting extra stuff in there and adding the green check mark just to kind of be funny. And it turned into a funny thing, but apparently, like, after a few 20 like responses that she was stealing content,
she deleted it.
Well, no, she actually said, I'm sorry, Randy, you
she
had the original
it?
Tweet.
Oh, she admitted
I,
it.
I saw
up to it.
It.
Okay.
You deserve all the credit, it. Blah, blah, blah.
So rather than just retweeting it, she copied it and tried to make it her own.
Well, she replied
but
to
she
her own
it.
Tweet after Randy replied.
Okay, well, I'm glad she owned it because I was going to make Nick get her on the phone, but we'll just tell her it was about another story. She owned it. I'm good with this. We can put it to bed.
Yeah.
But good for you for being the internet police on this one.
Thank you,
I guess. No, it's good.
At least you got
can't be having these thieves.
Full schedule with that new job you got. That she had time to do that. And the other one, the Catherine Whaley thing?
Yes.
That one, and Tyler, you saw some of it. But
see,
that
we'll
one,
see if that one's still
she
up.
She got a ton of, even a lot of the suspects were jumping on it. Pink Valkyrie was on it. A lot of others were on it because
how
of the fact that.
What's her handle?
Just look under.
W-H, Whale with an I,
yeah.
With a Y.
Catherine Whaley, she gives out all the information about the lockdown in place and everything going on in Deer Park. And
whale,
then
like the animal.
Gives all the information on a tweet, but then finishes it with a selfie of her in the studio, just big as can be, smiling. They're like, really? This could be like a life and death situation. And here you are putting a selfie at the end of it. Like, look at me.
Check
if you're having a bad day and you've inhaled the plume, never fear. There's a selfie of me here.
Oh, I've got to retweet this.
Yeah, she got crushed for that one. So
I'm surprised that one's still up, honestly.
I am too, because I would think someone at ABC 13 went, you know?
Yeah, how about we not do something like
that? Well, let's start a new trend. Let's just do Whaley selfies, and it's just you with death. It's just
like
a picture of you at a funeral.
Terrible ass news.
Yeah, like
but a
like,
just a happy
like if there's a car wreck and it blows up.
Let's
I want selfies in front of the car wreck. Like, oh, it's a Whaley selfie.
Let's just combine your Florida
you in
Man
front
Challenge.
Of a tragedy.
Let's take our headline from the Florida Man Challenge and give some of the key details of, like, if there was death involved or anything like that. And then at the end, put a selfie of us smiling going, hey, what's up?
A Whaley selfie. You in a tragedy. Boom. That's the Whaley selfie.
There you go. So if you guys are bored on a Friday and you're not here yet, there's something you can do at your desk while you're whittling away time watching the NCAA tournament. Send Catherine Whaley a tweet. Bad news and then a nice selfie of yourself. It's what she did yesterday. Everybody should do it today. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We're just getting started here from Twin Peaks. Kirby and 59 locations. Stop by and see us. All kinds of TVs. Great weather outside. Great scenic views inside. You can stop by and get some great food, some great beverages, see some great games, and enjoy some company. We're going to be here till 4. Barry and Fred are going to do the Blitz till 7. So stop on and be a part of the Bearathon right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Stop on in and see us. We are at the Twin Peaks Kirby location. You can stop by, eats, drinks, scenic views, brand-new menu of smoked items on the menu, lots of great food. Weather's perfect outside. You can even sit outside, watch the games, hang out all day. You know you're playing hooky from work anyway, so you might as well stop in, watch the games, grab some food and beverage, say hi to us, then say hi to Barry and Fred. Later, and they're going to be going till 7 o'clock.
Word.
That too.
Word. Steven Uzik, our resident weather expert
yep.
for the station,
yep.
had a good question. He said, after this conversation about, quote, Astros Twitter, which is a thing, so is Black Twitter. That's also a thing. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm curious which Twitter community you guys would classify yourself as the most part of. Like, his is the weather Twitter. Like, he's friends with all. I'm guessing yours is basketball Twitter. Right?
I will get labeled into Rockets Twitter.
Okay.
But because I always get spillover from Rockets Twitter anyway.
Sure.
But I will say it would probably be basketball related, yes.
I replied and said idiot Twitter was mine.
No, yours is comedy Twitter.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I'm hemmed up in a whole bunch of with a whole yeah. bunch of comedians and that
Alyssa
I follow.
Milano.
Well, yeah, because I'm a big deal. Yeah, but I would probably say mine would be comedy Twitter.
I would agree with that. What would Nick's be?
Ooh, Nick, I'm gonna let you answer that. What would your community Twitter be? He's gone. So there you go.
Pornhub Twitter?
No, don't put that on him.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Tyler, yours would be
Happy
Astros
Hour Twitter.
Twitter. Beer.
I would say media,
beer nerd.
No,
or barbecue.
Astros Twitter or media Twitter. Because
okay.
I really only interact with y'all. Like, if I get randos in my mentions, I never.
You don't say anything?
Yeah, I don't
okay.
reply back.
Yeah, I feel like
barbecue.
You only use Twitter.
Barbecue Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, you're on barbecue. You and AJ.
I don't know that there's, that's a sect. Though.
I would say yours would be, teacher Twitter. Because I feel like the only thing you do on Twitter is correct my spelling.
I stopped.
I know, but that's what I'm like. That would you're hemmed up.
I will start back now.
Tyler,
you're hemmed up with a bunch of grammar Nazis. You're in grammar Nazi Twitter community, right?
You put me on a list of that.
Yeah, I did. Yes,
you know, if
course.
You download Grammarly to your computer, you wouldn't have to have.
I have it on my phone because of you.
Okay, it's good stuff.
I use it now. Yeah, I'm an awful speller in my own.
I am too.
I don't need people pointing it out because I'm telling you that's my 2019. If you correct my spelling or grammar online, I'm blocking you.
Right.
From
but you didn't
Facebook,
block Tyler.
Twitter, because he hasn't done it this year.
Well, he's going to get back on it.
Well, then he's going to get blocked, which I'm sure is going to really devastate him.
Yeah, crush.
He'll be upset.
I mean, I do it because I'm like you. I'm not a good speller.
Right.
But I download it because we have to write these articles and everything. So I did the whole Grammarly thing because it helps me save. Because people, you know how they are with our text messages? When we do something wrong,
yes.
I say something wrong. When you write an article and you have one misspelled word, oh, man, do they come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Now, you would thank your editor.
That, too.
Would help.
Depends on what kind of night the editor was either having or had as to how much editing he did in my article before it hit the public.
I feel you on that.
Darn,
Josh, I'm about to do my baseball preview, and I am worried sick that it's just going to be riddled with misspellings and typos, and none of them – because. Dude, Fred's
just find out the night that Fred is dog sitting and staying in. That gives you at least a little bit of because he could drink at home.
I mean, this thing's going to be probably 12, 14 pages long
oh, yeah.
at least.
Oh, yeah.
Fred's going to look at that and go, "I'm not reading all that," and just post it. So I'm on my own when it comes to if my stuff is going to look good. Yeah. By the way, we got our first Whaley selfie. I just retweeted it. Patrick Randall out in front of a terrible accident at near NRG and 610. So he took a selfie in front of it.
I knew we would start a thing with this.
Yeah, so I just retweeted it with hashtag Whaley Selfie. So if you guys out there near a tragedy or something sad, take a picture of yourself in front of it and tweet it out with hashtag Whaley Selfie.
Yep. Or you know what? If you decided to do Barry's Florida Man Challenge and you put your birthday in and you get a
Stop forcing that on this. You don't.
I created this.
Things.
I told people to do this.
You created the Whaley Selfie.
No, I created. I told people what to do if. Catherine did it yesterday. We should do this today.
You're wedging. You're
okay.
trying to make the two. They should be separate.
All right. Make the rules, and we'll just roll along. That's fine.
But they got to be separate.
Okay. There you have it.
What was the other thing that I had
hey,
for
I'm
you?
Glad Patrick, by the way, looks good enough to take a selfie.
Boy.
Because was he putting on a display? And I left. He stayed with you guys. He was two-fisting beers and shots
drinks.
Of Jaeger.
He had a lot of drinks.
Throughout our show.
He had a whole lot of drinks. It was pretty interesting. I asked him how he was going to get home. Hi.
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday we had one of our listeners at Twin Peaks going two fistful mugs of beer and a shot of Jaeger for almost every half-hour segment we did.
It was awesome. Well, I don't know how he got home. I think he slept in the parking lot, but.
Yeah. So the manager here at Twin Peaks has already said they gladly will call you an Uber if you want to participate in in the P. Randizzle Challenge for March Madness. We have the P. Randizzle Challenge and the Whaley Selfie Challenge.
Yeah, see if you can drink. How many was it, like six tall boys?
Yeah, with three shots of Jaeger.
Oh, good luck with that. No.
There's a new community for you, Tyler. Get in on that one because that'll be interesting. Okay, so we've still got plenty to get to. Obviously, the tournament games are going on. Rockets play tonight against the Spurs, which turns out to be a pretty big game, simply because the Spurs have been hot. The Rockets also have been fairly hot, except for that game in Memphis. So we can get into that a little bit. Obviously, any news in the NFL will get to you as well, as free agency is still kind of winding down. But, again, if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. So with that being said, just text us today. We're not going to take calls. And then, of course, you can always reach us on Twitter.
All right. I got to bitch when we come back. I'm going to complain about this.
You bitch about something?
I know. It's
that
so unlike me. What?
All right. So we've got another bitch coming up. I mean, not a guest. It's Barry's got an argument or something that he wants to bring to the table. A complaint. So we'll get to that next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're rolling through hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Take us on the go. Come on out over here to Kirby and 59, location of Twin Peaks. We're going to be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. Barry's going to be part of the Blitz today, so it's a double whammy marathon as we continue to roll through. But great atmosphere here within Twin Peaks and outside on the patio. Lots of TVs, lots of screens, eats, drinks, scenic views. Stop by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, we would. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's watch some hoops and have some fun. I was going to say something inappropriate. I forget we're on the speaker here. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That might not be good. Okay. Before we went to break, I said I wanted to bring this up.
Yep.
There are a couple of things that I need to get off my chest, my heaving bosom, about the media.
Okay.
First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to the ESPN station. I talked a little bit about it with Fred yesterday. They had mentioned it when the ratings came out. You and I talked a little bit about it, but not much. But the ratings came out. David Barron posted about it, which is crazy because he never posts about it when we do good. It was always when other stations did well. But he released the ratings, and it shows that we clobbered the competition. First five shows in the market, all led by us. So I take that back. Five of the first six were us.
It's fantastic.
So we mopped up. But the problem that I have is I went to read the article that Todd tweeted out, and it takes me to Texas Sports Nation, which is a Houston Chronicle subsite. And this is what I get. You've reached your article limit for Texas Sports Nation. Subscribe now and get exclusive insider access for $30 for a year.
Yep. Same thing happened to me. I just went on.
I long for the days when the internet was free, when you could just read sports articles for free.
I'm with you.
Why is it? This is why I love SportsMap, because if I want to, I don't have to pay to read SportsMap.
Now, I can tell you why they do it, right?
Why would I pay to read that?
Because they are hurting so bad. Because remember now, this is a newspaper. And the newspaper business is so obsolete these days that they're trying to recoup dollars to stay in business. So they're hoping that the people that used to get the hard paper delivered to the door that are now getting it electronically are still going to want to pay for the information that they can get elsewhere for free.
But isn't that what ad revenue is for? Like, your ad revenue, if people are reading, because they're getting their news from somewhere, and if you do a good job online, you should be able to attract those readers. I mean, the newspaper didn't make their money off of subscription fees. They made it off of the ads that were run in the paper. So that would be the same premise online. Why? I wouldn't pay $30 to have the paper delivered, but I would go down and buy it when
for
I wanted
year?
To.
There's still my next door neighbor still gets a hard copy of the paper.
Was he 108 years old?
I don't know. He's not. But at the same time, there are certain people. I mean, I still go whether you go to the gym. Sometimes when we showed up on Radio Row in Dallas, Nick can verify this. 2 days in a row, because there were certain stations that were shared by other radio stations across the country. There were stacks of newspapers, and I was like, people still do research on the radio with newspapers? But they were there. So some people just, you know, you get in a habit. And you use newspapers for all your information as a source, and you continue to do it. But that's what they're trying to do. Because, look, I agree with you that ad revenue is number one for a newspaper. But subscriptions, especially back in the day, there was a large portion of revenue that was driven from subscriptions.
Well, here's the problem, and this is why newspapers are struggling, is because they're not adapting and evolving. If I go to a website and it says that I have to pay to read their stuff, guess what? I don't go to that website.
For anybody,
I get porn for free, but I can't get the news for free?
Yeah.
That is stupid.
For anybody who does want to read the article, it does work on mobile. I just read the entire article.
Oh, well, maybe you don't have enough. Because apparently I've reached my limit of the news I can consume from the Chronicle.
That's the thing. And the Chronicle's not the only
ass.
Every time, like, for instance, if there's someone
this is dumb.
Someone tweets me an article about the Packers, right? The Green Bay Press Gazette or the Milwaukee Journal. Same thing happens. It'll give you a little warning, heads up. Hey, you're two articles away from your limit for the month. Some do it just monthly. Some do it just overall. And then you get the little blurb that says, hey, but if you want to subscribe, it's $1 a month or whatever it is.
So Aaron sends me a screenshot of the article. And I don't know why David Barron doesn't like us.
I kind of I know part of it.
Well, why?
So David Barron's lazy.
Okay.
So well, David Barron is a guy that in the past would remember when USA Today was a big thing?
Yeah.
So USA Today's national radio and TV guy was named Rudy Martsky. David Barron would do what you just said and Tyler brought up on Twitter for his column. He would take a majority of Rudy Martsky's column and cut and paste it and use it as here's what's going on around the country in radio and TV, and then he would add like local flavor with the Rockets
so
radio.
David Barron is the original Bree Berry.
He would have done something like that, right?
Oh, boy.
So that was one thing. But then the other thing was...
What a wreck. Which, all we need is Catherine Whaley taking a picture in front of him stealing content.
Yeah, because the other thing was, and especially when I was with the Rockets, you have to pay to get the ratings for Nielsen, for TV, and so, same thing for when you do radio. So a lot of times, because 610's PD at the time, because they were obviously doing it with an ulterior motive, knowing that they were doing well... They would send all the ratings to him on a monthly basis. So, of course.
So, that's why the months we won, he never printed because.
Right. They're doing
they
him a solid. He doesn't have to subscribe
oh
to anything,
God.
And he's getting all the ratings delivered to him. And he's like, well, hey, as a solid for you giving me the article, guess what? 610's killing it, and they're talking football.
Awful. Awful, awful. Well, this is what he printed about us. I don't have comparable men 25 to 54 numbers for Dallas-Fort Worth, but in person 6+. Nielsen's audio broadcast demo, that markets three sports stations combined for a 6.3. That's a percent to a 2.3% for three Houston sports stations. That being said, someone has to be number one, even in a depressed market, and KFNC clearly is the lead position. Someone has to be number one.
What a crock of crap.
That is awful. You're just a bad person, David Barron. Like, I don't know... First of all, you're stealing content. Second of all, you're lazy. Third of all, someone has to be number one? I don't recall you ever printing that when 610 was number one.
Let's see if we can get Todd and the people at the station send him all the ratings for next month. And if we do, it will be remarkable how we might be able to get a headline or at least a subheadline.
If he finds out about us talking crap about him, he ain't going to print anything else.
Oh, well, maybe he'll do
cares?
A little bit more work, right?
He's not going to like that you called him lazy, probably.
Well, you know what? You know how long it took him to spell my name right?
Yep.
Before you...
Years.
It probably took him years to actually know what your name was.
Well, no, he would print it, but it would be spelled wrong. And then I would call him out on Twitter, and he'd be like, oh, and then he would go fix it, and then spell it wrong the next month. Because he was copy and pasting, probably. What a terrible person. Also, when we come back, I want to talk about this, too. I have another bone to pick with the media. Apparently, if you're a big fan of MTV,
yeah.
BET,
still
Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, depending on who your cable provider is, you may not be able to watch those channels anymore. So we'll get to that as well. But what I want to tell the peeps right now about is GetUpside, because I've been using this app, and I want you guys to get cash back in your pocket like I am from the GetUpside app. Here's what you do. Go to your Google Play, iTunes Store, download GetUpside. It's totally free. And then start getting cash back on stuff you're already spending money on, like gas and food. But when you download it, first thing I want you to do is put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That is going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up. And, yes, you can get cash back at the pump. That's what GetUpside does. It gets you cash back on food and gas, and you're already spending that money anyway, so why leave money at the table or at the pump? Download the app right now before you leave for work. You got to fill up on the way home. And then search your area, find a gas station where you can get cash back, go there, fill up, pay with a credit card, debit card, upload your receipt, boom, you got cash back in your wallet. It's that easy. It could not be easier because you're already spending the money. So why not take the time to get the cash back? Up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 stations around the city, up to 35% cash back at a ton of restaurants, over 100, like Wendy's and Popeye's and Candelaria's and Burger King, Cyclone and Aya's, all that in the app. And these places want your business. That's why they're there. That's why you need the GetUpside app. Don't leave money at the pump. Download GetUpside and put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back and thank me later. And, guys, do not go anywhere. We're back in 2 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.